Perk Yud Gimel Seif Samach Vav. Beged Shesfugim Boi Mayim U'otim. A beged which only has a little bit of water which is absorbed. Loi Godzu Gzeir Azoi Shem Yitzchot Ela B'mayim Rubin. Aval Im Mar Tivet A Beged Rek B'mayim U'otim Hari Zeh Mutza. Chazal, when they made the Gzeir Shem Yitzchot, it didn't make the Gzeir unless there is a lot of water there. That if there's only a little bit of water, Chazal did not have made this gzeira shema yischot. V'lechein, mutala nagev es yodav af a beged shemek bedam neimo. Shum she'en kan ela mayim u'otim. A person is allowed to dry his hands on a beged, even though he is making the beged wet, because it's only a little amount of water. A little amount of water, Chazal did not make the gzeira shema yischot. Begodim which already have been ringed in the mechunak kvisa, in the washing machine, then even though they are still a bit wet, you're allowed to go and move them on Shabbos. They don't have the gzeir shem yischot because they're not really wet. We're not talking about when it wasn't well spinned. We're talking about when it was well spinned in the washing machine. Then the only dampish, let's call it like that, a thing which is not 100% wet, well wet, it's got no gzeir shem yischot. Begodim shenirtevu b'mayim. Chazal did not make the gzeir shem yischot of begodim which a person is wearing. A person which is already wearing begodim, he's allowed to go further. Even if he's still in the house, before he goes out of the house, if he hasn't got other begodim, he's allowed to go further with these begodim which are wet. Chazal did not make the gzeira on begodim which one's wearing if it is not easy to go and change your begodim. If it is very, very easy to change them or something else, if it's not easy to change them, then Chazal did not make the gzeira shema yisrit. Okumoykein, muta lifshet es begodim ha'utumim kshihila beisri. A person is allowed to go and take off his begodim when he comes home. One lechura, when he comes home, they're muksa already. If they're going to be muksa already, why are you allowed to take them off? The halach is no. Kol zman you are wearing them, as long as you're wearing them, there's no problem from taking them off. Avol achash aposto muksa also let out long to mavur b'sil kamo b'sif samachas. After one's already taken them off and you're not wearing them anymore, then it starts the Issa for Muksa. Because then you don't have any heta to go and move them anymore. Call them and you're wearing them, then the Chazal don't make the Gzeira. But if you've ready them, if you're not wearing them anymore, you've taken them off, and there's a problem from Schita. A Gzeira Shem Yisrael. Perek Yud Gimel Seif Samachet. Beged Shehitratev B'mayim. Like we learned before, a beggar which already got wet, one's not allowed to move it because it's also got a problem. Maybe you're going to go and squeeze it out. He says in brackets, a sort of beggar which a person is worried, doesn't like it to be wet. Ach, beggar she'ena makbidol of legozu boy. Like we learned before, it has to be a beggar which he makbid on it. And there was supposed to be a lot of water went on it. Afilu lo yitratev kol ha-beged b'mayim, rak chelik mimenu, gamkin osu v'tatle mechashah shem yizkot. Even if only part of the beged comes wet, you've got no heter to go and move this beged, because part of it came wet. Ye'adzom v'hu sheyeh chelik ze'choshu v'nika. It has to be an amount which is recognizable and amount which one sees, and it's got like a whole sleeve or a cup on him, a quarter of the sleeve. If you only have one corner of the beged, little corner of the beged comes wet, we're not going to say that the whole beged comes muksa. But if a good amount from the beged, which amount which is choshev from the beged, comes wet, Chazal don't allow you to use this beged and not move the beged because it comes muksa gzeya shema yischris. Etziv chachomim tilto zeh ba'ifin sheshnei bnei adam yachad oichsim bebeged u'metatlim oisai. In the Mishnah it says 10 people who take the beged together is no problem for muksa. Why? Because Chazal says each person would remind the other one, because if he's going to squeeze it out, the other one would remind the other one that they shouldn't squeeze it out. And the Pesukim says not only 10, even 2. 2 people who go and hold this towel or any garment which is wet is allowed to hold it together, because no problem for Muksa if there's more than one person. Seif Samachtes. His pack the beged she'en l'magevet. To go and dry oneself with a beged if one doesn't have a towel. Misha rochas etovol b'mayim. Ve'en lo magevet. He's got no magevet. Nech l'ku ha'poskim emutel l'nagevet sa'atzmoy ve'beged she'mekped al'meimov ve'ei ha'ora. The poskim have a nidun. If a person is allowed to dry himself with a beged which a person is usually mekped on it. Do we ask Seitz also to do it? Or do we say you're allowed to do it? That is Machlokes Poskim. He says really in the footnote that the emphasis most Poskim says not allowed, even maybe in the Mogen Avraham he'll allow you. He says not halachah l'maaseh, one should not dry oneself with a different sort of beged if one doesn't have a normal towel to dry oneself with. Lag Boima. Perek Yud Gimel Seif Ayin. Beged Shenirta B'mashkin. Beged Shenirta B'mashkin V'loi B'mayim. Mutar Atatle V'loi Gozu Shem Yisratanu. A beged which comes wet, not from water, Chazal didn't make the Gezeira, Shema Yischoit. Got no Gezeira on the beged. Why? Because it doesn't help a person to squeeze it out, because it'll always be left dirty. So it's not a thing which a person would come and do. Therefore, Chazal did not make a gzeya on a beged which is with something which is absorbed from something besides water. Beged sinseti shenota. Tip ein alef. Beged sinseti shein boi tawuv is chutim tzviim, klau. Vegame in a tofer bo chutim tzviim. Shenota b'maim yesh a kosru shomote la tartle v'im be'gzeya shem yiskot. A beged sinseti, which has got no threads which are natural, then there's no if of chitim in atoya, only chitim in rabbonon. Says of shleim azaman, if so, it's a gzeir and a gzeir. It's only if it's rabbonon. We don't make a gzeir shemen yischoit on a beggar which has only gone if it's rabbonon to lischot. But any beggar sinseti, even if it is woven, says of shleim azaman, you've got no problem from gzeir shemen yischoit. If it gets wet, one's allowed to move it. It doesn't come muksa. Beged rotuv shit yabesh. Ein beis. Beged shoyer rotuv b'shas bin ha-shmoshos. B'shir she'ef shel ha-soichtoi. Osu la-taltle af la-acha shit yabesh. Uri eihara. What do you say? A beged which was wet when Shabbos came in. The zalochim migid the bin ha-shmoshos is also for the whole Shabbos. Therefore, a beged which was wet bin ha-shmoshos, it was mukta. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what Rabbi Yashin takes on, that it comes muksa for the whole Shabbos, even if it gets dry in the middle of Shabbos. In Einle, Begodim Achrei, Mutal Eloibshe. But if you've got no other beged, the halacha is that when the gzeira from Begodim has come wet, Chazal did not make the gzeira if you've got no other beged. No other beged does not mean you've got a beged from weekdays. One does not have to wear a beged from weekday because of that. If you've got no beged from Shabbos, one's allowed to go and use this beged. But if you've got another beged, it is muksa, a beged which comes wet. If you've got another beged, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos.